News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Summer holiday is on the way, and for many that means ending up in an Airbnb with friends and family, which is a recipe either for lifelong bonding or for permanent enmity that will never end. Dr. Anne-Marie Craven at the University of Limerick is with us. She's from the Department of Psychology with advice on how to navigate it. Anne-Marie, what is the way to go on holiday with family and friends and have it all work out well?
Yeah, you know, holidays are this amazing opportunity for connection and to de-stress and to have this relaxing quality time with our family and friends. But of course, the marketing industry really plays into that. So we have this amazing perspective on holidays that when it's not living up to our expectations, we can be disappointed. And of course, really, we're just going somewhere else. So anything that could go wrong at home could also happen away. So in terms of family holidays in particular, there has been some research to find out what is most stressful, which might be informative for people trying to have a good quality family holiday. And what has become the number one stressor across some studies, particularly in Australian data, is that accommodation, not being as advertised, is a source of stress for families. So based on that, really attending to the accommodation and the venue of where you're going is one way to have a particularly good holiday. And certainly if you think about traveling with a baby or a toddler and you expect a travel cot and there isn't one, or you need a stairgate and there isn't one, that holiday is going to be a lot more stressful. So first, doing your research on the accommodation, I think, is especially important.
Now, what about if you're traveling not just with your own family, but with somebody else's as well?
Yeah, oh well, I think that depends on if they're your own extended family or maybe if they're a group of friends, right? And I think often it's really nice to go on holidays with friends. You get to catch up with friends while having that family holiday. But not all friends are created equal in terms of their alignment as tourists together, all right? And that means that you might have really, really good friends in your life, really good family friends, but actually you don't have the same perspective on what you want to do when you're away. So some families will like a lot of quiet time, a lot of downtime. They'll like some days to do their own thing. And others might think, well, this is a big group holiday and we're all in the same accommodation together and we'll spend all our time together and we'll be go, go, go and busy and so on. So the most important thing there is really to talk about expectations. What do you actually expect from the holiday? Maybe it would suit if one set of parents were babysitting while another head out for an evening. Having those conversations before a holiday or before the planning stages might see if you're a good fit, because we might have amazing friends that just aren't a good fit for us in terms of holiday companions. And I think another area that can be challenging for people is around budgets, because some people will want to go out and eat out for every meal. They'll want to do a lot of activities that maybe are a little bit more expensive. And others will be quite happy to stay in the accommodation, to cook for themselves, to make use of the amenities that are cheaper or free. And if you have different perspectives on that, you don't want to be arguing about money on holidays. That's really going to take the joy out of it. So having similar expectations and discussing kind of what your budgets are beforehand is probably also important if you're going outside of your immediate family.
Now, does anybody actually do that? Listen, we're going to go away on holidays. It's going to be self-catering. Let's discuss the groceries.
Honestly, I think people should do that if they don't, because you'll have different budgets, right? Or maybe you don't. Maybe it's not an issue. But currently with the cost of living crisis, I suspect for many people it is an issue. And it's actually not that difficult to bring up. So you could say something as simple as, look, I'm thinking of doing a week in such a place. I've heard it's really good. The only thing is, it's a little bit out of my price range if I was eating out every night. Well, I'd be happy to go out a couple of nights and on the last night. But other than that, I'd probably be staying at home. What do you think of that? And I think people will be receptive to that and appreciate you're having that conversation. And there can be other reasons besides finances to have that conversation as well. Like if you have anyone in your group with particular dietary needs, or if you have any very young children or older adults for which mobility might be an issue, then you're going to want to spend a little more time at your base, right? So if people feel uncomfortable about raising any budgetary issues, they might bring it up that way. And that can be one way around it. Because certainly, even though it might feel uncomfortable, or you might think, God, I couldn't be doing that, it's definitely better than having a bit of an argument or being stressed about money when you're away on this holiday that you're supposed to be relaxing on.
Anne-Marie, thank you very much. Dr. Anne-Marie Craven there from the University of Limerick's Department of Psychology.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.